Blog Talk Radio.
Life seems to crush your dreams, so find your balance for all you need. A little work, some family fun. Find your love, keep your life on the run. Told you how the story goes, so write your own script before you grow old. Live your life, laugh out loud. Own who you are, stand up proud. You got
Good evening and welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast. It is Wednesday evening, a very nice Wednesday evening, I might add, out of Lexington, Kentucky. We are broadcasting tonight, and yes, that would be myself, Stephen Zimmer, and joining me for episode number 332 tonight, the one, the only, the lovely, the vivacious Holly Phillippe. Welcome, Holly.
In the
I
house.
I know you're there.
In the house.
I hear you. In the house. In the house.
In the house.
And Holly, always, always is a treat. I swear. It's earlier she was asking me for the foal. I thought, are you asking me for a baby horse? No, she meant the foil, like aluminum foil. So yeah, she's awesome.
Tin foil.
Yeah, the foal.
I will eventually teach him how to talk hillbilly. He's learning. You know, I had to come from southern Indiana to teach him how to talk hillbilly in Kentucky, you know.
I'm getting there.
We call it aluminum. We don't even say aluminum. We just call it tin foil or aluminum foil. That's what we call it.
I told you, just adopt the British way of saying it, aluminium. That's a classic.
Aluminium. That's hard to say.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. But welcome to Tommy B. Smith. He's the first in the chat room tonight. Winner. Just wish we had prizes to give you, Tommy. We're not quite there yet, bud. But
well, the prize is us. It's our presents.
But you're still a winner. You're still a winner, Tommy.
Hello, Tommy.
Adopted all but one of his cats. Remember that big litter of kittens he talked about not too long ago? But he's got all but one adopted. So that's some good news to pass along.
Awesome.
And after going through three phones, Daniel Dark will be joining us next week. Yes, he's still having phone trouble. The third phone comes in tomorrow. And it will be live Saturday, I guess, service on Saturday. So Daniel will return next week. Thought he was going to make it this week, but he is going through yet another phone issue. So there's that. And then on a serious note, those of you that are of the praying type, please keep Bridget Nelson's family in your attention. She was previously scheduled to be on tonight's show for her encore. And we are going to reschedule her very soon. So I'll try to get her on schedule as soon as we can. I'll try to move some things around to get her on fairly soon. She is has a family emergency tonight, so she will not be with us. But we did, if you caught all the posts we put out, we did have a last-minute guest tonight who is absolutely fantastic. So we will be getting there in a minute or two. But first of all, we've always got a few updates. It looks like chat room is open, is working. Sandy Lander just joined us. Sandy's having big adventures today in the tech world. As well, she had to make a hotspot today to access the internet because everybody's having tech glitches. Daniel Dark, Sandy, I mean it's been fun lately. But join us in the chat room if you can. Definitely a fun place to meet everybody, and also we take questions, comments from there. As far as a little bit of news, nothing major this week. Just again. Reminders, we've got 2.5 weeks left on specials, early discounts for weekend event tickets, for both kinds of vendor space, Main Expo Hall, Creative Alley, and we also have discounts on additional vendor badges. So take advantage of all that. Guest submissions are open. We'll get to that in a minute. I have a Holly report on that. And then film festival submissions are open at Film Freeway and at the International Screenwriters Association, and those are on early discount rates too. So get your entries in. And Holly, tell us, because we've gotten a lot of applications already. But give us a little bit of, without knowing names, but give us a little feel for because this is pretty cool.
Okay. Imaginarium used to bog me down about, 3-4 months out, right? I really got bogged down working on Imaginarium stuff. Now it's 12 months out. Literally, I work on the next year as soon, before the last year's over. We have already been bombarded with requests for banquet tickets, for hotel, for, guest applications have been pouring in. New faces, lots of new faces. I can't wait to get them announced. You guys are just not going to believe it. I mean, we've had some really cool, participants apply. So we're going to really shake it up this year. I do want to remind you, those fellow past guests of Imaginarium, if you do want to do a workshop, I'll get it out in a minute. If you do want to do a workshop this year, I will need your submission for that proposal ASAP. So get your guest app in. If you want to do one, send me a proposal. I will not be able to accept them all, obviously. I will take fresh ideas, new ideas, things we haven't covered before, things that are very pertinent, the raw meat of writing, as you would say, or filmmaking or acting or game design. Any of those, are real hot. Get really into the meat and workings and fun. Love to do fun workshops also that people can learn from and network. That's a big thing is networking. I will let Steve know as soon as I have it, the link for the reservations for the hotel. So as soon as I get that reservation link, those I have emailed and accepted as guests already, I will re-email you and update you and give you the hotel room code for the discount and the link so you can go ahead and reserve your room. And we will post it. Stephen will update the website. So I encourage people to just keep checking in with www.entertheimaginarium.com. And you will see all of our updates. And we will be opening for Imagine's submissions for the awards soon. And I also am waiting for the menu, our exact menu for the banquet. And once I have that in hand, we will update the website. And then we will have a link for you to be able to purchase your tickets for the awards. They are limited. If you plan to attend the awards and eat with us at a table, I suggest you get your banquet tickets as early as possible. So as soon as you see that link, nab them now because they're going fast and I only have a limited number. And once I'm out, I'm out. Yep. I cannot put no more, down because we literally won't have the room. So they are coveted. You can't wait till the last minute anymore. It's not like the old days. But what we have in store for you for the 10th anniversary, really ramping it up. We've got some good ideas. And we will be throwing out announcements, as time comes. And it's going to be an exciting year. So get signed up because you're not going to want to miss this year.
No.
There you go,
definitely
Steve.
Not. And it was cool because as the guest applications have been rolling in, it's neat to see all the different states they're coming in from, all kinds of new faces and people with some immense credentials. I mean, among our first wave, we got a lot of new people for Imaginarium, but they're very, very experienced, credentialed people, and just going to be phenomenal guests. So, yeah, it just keeps getting better. So very excited about that. And but we're going to go over and acknowledge those that brought you the show tonight. Tonight, yeah, actually both you will see at Imaginarium next year. Sandy Lender, the Genre Blender, and then, of course, the fine folks at Per Bostet Publications, T. Lee Harris, Marion Allen, and Sarah Marion. So but first of all, we will go ahead and give you a spot for Sandy Lender. So listen in and definitely, definitely pick up her books. Fantastic author.
The latest release from author Sandy Lender is book 3 of the Fairy Holiday series titled I Know What Your Vampire Did Last Summer. It's a standalone story in the series, but it's got all the fun, humor, horror, and sweet paranormal romance you'd expect of a Lender Blender vampire satire. Come on down to the Naples Hideaway and Marina for a fun and romancy vacay. But watch out for the Grendwolves and the random femme fatale who thinks she's competing for your vampire's attention. Pick up I Know What Your Vampire Did Last Summer by Sandy Lender today.
Love it. Lender, Blender, Vampire Satire. I'm getting that down, Sandy.
Yes.
I told you. I'll get that phrase down. Lender, Blender, Vampire Satire. So, yeah, pick that up. Show your appreciation for Sandy. Bye. Friends copy. You already own it. Buy your friends and family copies and gift them. You can do that at every great retail outlet. So, yeah, buy more copies.
She keeps growing. She keeps growing my to-read, pal. It just gets bigger and bigger
yes.
and bigger.
I know. Sandy does not stop, I tell you. And that's awesome. But now I'll give you a little bit about the folks at Per Bostet. Definitely can't go wrong with purchasing any title with the Per Bostet logo on it. Per Bostet Publications is a small press based in the Louisville metro area, specializing in speculative fiction and other outside-the-box books. 40 titles in print and ebook formats and a handful of audiobooks. Per Bostet offers a little bit of everything. Follow the investigations of Private Eye David Blaze and M.B. Dabney's An Untidy Affair, a historical mystery set during the 1985 police bombing of the Move House in Philadelphia. Or join the psychic private investigator Alan Rodriguez in New Mexico in A Handful of Dirt by Janie Franz as he tries to clear an elderly man wrongfully accused of murder. You can find these titles and more at perbostetpublications.com at Amazon, or you can find the press in person at Prime Crime in Indianapolis in October, this October. Per Bostet Publications, where timeless tales unfold. So thank you very much, Sandy and Per Bostet, for the support, and just really, really appreciate it. So, yeah, getting back here, and we'll have our guest on just shortly. And very excited about that. Also, want to pass along the guest on the Star Chamber show, an Imaginarium guest, Peter Catania, has a brand new YouTube channel. And somebody suggested call it Copa Catania. And, yes, he actually has parody lyrics based on the Barry Manilow song Copa Cabana that go with it. But the channel's called Copa Catania. It's brand new. Today's Pete's birthday. Happy birthday, Pete. And all of us wish you a happy birthday from Imaginarium and the Star Chamber show. And best wishes on the new channel, which launched today. He's got pop culture, movie reviews, and TV reviews. And the first one is on the recent Top Gun Maverick movie. So great about 10-minute video going into a little analysis and commentary on Top Gun, the most recent Top Gun. So really good job, really good job. So recommend that, subscribe. Yeah, we definitely want to support our family as far as our guests and everybody. So, yeah, get out there and support him. Pete Catania with his channel Copa Catania. Love it. And I'll have to have him sing that, Holly, with the alternate lyrics when he's on the show next time. They are funny. The Copa Catania. It's awesome. But, yeah, I've got Barry Manilow ringing in my head all day after Peter told me about that. But great stuff. Great stuff. But tonight is going to be awesome. And we do have our guest. It looks like our guest is on deck. And tonight's guest is a very multifaceted creative. And our guest tonight is known as the Renaissance Chameleon. Oh, we'll shorten that a little bit. We give the name here, but she is the editor-in-chief at Craft Muse Magazine and also the owner of Dragonfly Publishing. And she also has a great yearly event that's going to have many other activities throughout the year called Two Crows. And she is an educator, live streams art and games on Twitch and YouTube, and there's just about nothing that she cannot do. And so, of course, by now you figured out who it is, so I will bring her aboard, the one, the only, Renmelian. Hello. Welcome. You're on. You have your your mic is on. There you go.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Okay.
Excellent.
There's a little bit of lag, so I'll try not to talk over anybody tonight.
No, you're good. And we got, the phone, I was just looking at the chat room there real quick. But, yes, how are you doing tonight, Renmelian?
I am doing awesome. It has been a great weekend and just I'm in a good mood.
Well, let's shoehorn into that then. Let's talk real quick before we get to talk about a choo-choo subject. But let's talk about what you did over the weekend and why
yes.
It was so fun.
Well, I've had the idea to do an art market for a while now. And we moved to Kentucky in 2016, and there was already one getting ready to start. So I ended up being the co-organizer for the Brea Makers Market. They weren't coming back after COVID, so my daughter and I jumped in as Two Crows. And there's a the poem's originally about magpies, but I'd heard the crow version. One crow for sorrow, two crows for joy, and the two crows for joy kind of stuck with me. I do totem animal readings and do a lot of work with animals, and I've worked with animals in the past. So it resonated with me. And so my daughter and I, when we collaborate, it's Two Crows, and we started Two Crows Market and just had our first market on Saturday, and it was a blast. It was a huge success. So I'm very happy.
Great. That is awesome. And we know that you actually have your daughter on here in a few weeks. We will get you guys back and you guys can talk more about, you know, what you got coming up and,
definitely.
You know, where you're going to go from this. So, yeah, this will be exciting. I'm just glad that you guys had a great time and it was a success for you. And that's just marvelous. Especially coming out of the COVID era, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
You can't predict people. And that's great. That's great that you had the foot traffic and, you know, people show up. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some excellent feedback. We've had a lot of people get really excited about having the market here and have already signed up. The December one, we're doing a winter pop-up at Boone Tavern on December 11th and it's almost full. So, I already had vendors signing up before
wow.
I even launched it. Yeah. And
that's
we're
awesome.
Planning a spring bazaar in April. And we're going to have different initiatives going on throughout the year. Podcasts. We're going to have kind of a chat and chill night where we get together. We're going to have potlucks. We're going to have it's supporting the creative community. So the actual exhibitors and the artists are the ones that are going to be doing like field trips and workshops, and if they're just starting out, they'll have like, you know, how to do your business taxes and how to build your own displays, how to do your branding. And so I get to put all my skill sets and everything to use.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And definitely need it. Because, you know, you've got these people that are just starting out and maybe they don't have friends that are creatives or, you know, do any kind of self, you know, run any kind of self, you know, businesses or whatever, and they don't have the support. So, yeah, that's wonderful.
And,
so they've got somewhere to go
only,
and, you know, yeah, and a support
system. Yeah, YouTube
system,
will only
you know?
Go so far. But yeah, the support system has been really important. I know I grew up around the Winter Park Sidewalk Art Festival back in the, you know, 80s and 90s when it was acceptable to go up and ask an artist, you know, hey, what's your process like? How did you do this? And a lot of them, I can't tell you how many times people would hand me pen and paper, invite me into the booth, give me a seat, maybe even give me a drink, and walk me through their entire process. That's not something you get now. Everybody's very guarded. You get a few people that, you know, they'll do workshops and they'll have studios that they're, you know, at that point they're selling workshops and they're doing things that, you know, you have to buy into. And unfortunately for people just starting out, they don't have the extra income to be able to do that.
Mm-mm.
So I'm very much a lift as you climb person. And so my plans for this, and my daughter has been fully on board with all this, is creating a Welcome to Berea, which I'm going to extend into a Welcome to Kentucky as far as an artist, kind of a guide directory. You know, here's the resources, here's the people you can talk to, here's who's doing, you know, what as far as different organizations. So there's going to be a directory that people can get for free on site. I've already had people tell me I need to charge, and I'm like, that's the whole point, is I want it to be, you know, free. Because that's a huge leg up, and it's, you know, built into Kentucky's economy too, because if you get these, you know, new artists into these shows and into, you know, spending money here in Kentucky, why wouldn't you, you know?
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, we want them to come here.
We
need more, you know, we need more support and you know, I think we're finally, Kentucky's finally breaking away from a lot of those old stereotypes. But yeah, we do need to encourage that, you know, we're not all, you know, sitting in the backwoods and with our shotguns and, you know, some chew in our mouth. No, we we're actually packed full of so many talented artists and authors and, you know, filmmakers and just on and on, creatives, you know, from all spheres. It's just amazing. And we have a huge presence here. It's just getting everybody together.
I definitely know. Well, you from my daughter's birthday party saw it firsthand with, you know, all the people that we knew and nobody had ever met. Everybody's in all these circles, and they're not, it's not a Venn diagram at all. It's everything is like split apart and everybody's got their own thing going on. And I've met so many artists and photographers and, you know, people, filmmakers and writers and everybody that just, they need to, they have resources that the other groups can use, but there's no cross-pollinating going on. And that's one of my biggest things is I really just want to cross-pollinate the heck out of everybody. It's like give them one hug where they can, you know, get these other, you know, get to Imaginarium, get to, you know, all the people, the filmmakers. And I was talking to somebody the other day that's opening a photography studio and they want to open it into kind of like a coffee house setup. And he wants to get into documentary filmmaking. And I'm like, dude, I need to set you up with Imaginarium. And they, you know, they don't even know about it.
Send him
home. They're in totally different circles.
Right.
And as much as we all get the word out, it's like it's, you know, if it's not in your circle, it's not on your radar. And I want to change that.
And like I say all the time, and you know, you got to keep saying stuff or showing somebody stuff, you know, how many times, many, many times before it sinks in. But networking is so important. You know, I hound this in at Imaginarium. You know, I'm always telling people, network, get out there, network. I know a lot of people are introverted and shy, but if you're going to run a business, you are your brand. You have to get out there. You have to rub shoulders. You have to network because your skills can help somebody else. In turn, their skills can help you because none of us will ever know everything about a certain skill set. None of us will because what you think you have mastered and know everything, well, then you've got a lot to learn.
Even especially me, despite what Steven thinks I can do.
You are
my list of things keep getting longer and
master
longer
of many crafts.
Yes. It's a lot, but it shows your booth has it all. I mean, it's an eclectic
mm-hmm.
mix of great creative work. I mean, it's really something. Every time we see you, every time we see you online or in person, I mean, you've always got new stuff going on in different areas. I mean, whether it's the magazine, the card games, the illustration projects, the events. I mean, you do it all.
I actually started a list of what I don't do, and I'm posting it as a joke because I get "What haven't you done?" from a lot of people. So I'm actually going
to
post
that.
A list of "I haven't done this." See, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And
what you get
but it doesn't mean I'm not taking a workshop from it currently.
Oh, so once you get to looking and really think about it, it's like, oh my gosh, I know. I'm going to have to make a list because, you know, I was a nurse for decades, and a lot of people don't even know that or realize that. And then I went in holistic care, and then now, you know, organize and co-run Imaginarium and Seven Star Press.
Yeah,
you're
as crazy as I am. So.
No, we're nuts. We're just nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's
have to be nuts to do
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Fest.
It's never boring. The guys can attest to
no,
that,
we're never bored.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
No such thing.
Sometimes it's good to be less exciting than
they don't
get
a chance to be bored.
That's true. That's true.
Sometimes it's not always great that it's exciting, but... sometimes it's going to be better than less exciting, but...
You got to remember self-care. Because none of us are healthy as horses either. So, you know, we do have to remember to take time for self-care and take time to do things you enjoy, too. That's not always work, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Take time to read and take time to, you know, read fun things that you just want to read yourself or, you know, go for a walk or,
pleasure reading.
You know, make
yeah.
something fun for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
That's actually one of the things that I'm building into everything. Like when we did Two Crows Market on Saturday, we did a display and table load in Friday night so that people weren't rushed trying to get everything in first thing in the morning on Saturday. And then we had to be there at 6:30 in the morning. Load in started in 7. So we had the local Boy Scout troop there, volunteering and helping us get set up, and the night before I think we had it done in like an hour, so it was great. But that morning it was 7 to 9, and I had a 9 to 9:30 buffer zone. Nobody was allowed to set up past 9:30, and 9:30 to 10
mm-hmm.
o'clock when we started was our take a deep breath, fine tune, get some coffee, chill into your day. And that was, you know, that's going to be a standard with us, is to always have that buffer in there. So you've got a half an hour, worst case scenario, something happened, traffic, whatever, you got there late, you need a little more time to set up, that's fine. And then there's half an hour of nothing but self-care, get your booth, get your fine tuning done, and just kind of
nice.
You know, breathe. Yeah. To the,
breathe.
That's
yeah.
Very
breathe.
Important
yeah.
to me.
So that way
especially
you can have your game face on.
Yeah, especially as somebody who's physically disabled, I have to have the buffer. I'm ADD. I've had COVID 3 times. The brain fog from the last batch in January, because I didn't get sick this last time, I think because of my booster. But January was last time I got sick, and just the brain fog has been horrible. I'd actually almost prefer 22 hours a day of fatigue than have to deal
yeah.
with brain fog on top of ADD. So it's been interesting. It's been maddening, especially trying
right.
to, you know, run the stuff that I do. I actually had to step away from a couple of things just as a self-care thing. And it's been pretty well. We've been pretty blessed this year, so despite everything.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize that don't do events is, like, even if you are at a booth and not necessarily doing physically a lot, just the fact of being on constantly, like mentally,
yeah,
is more exhausting than you may think. And
yeah,
then, you know, if you're dealing with a few things like you're describing, I mean, yeah, that's tough. I mean, because, I mean, you, at the end of the day, I mean, you just are wiped out. And yeah, mm-hmm. it's a real fatigue and not easy to do. So, yeah, I think that's awesome that you have the little breather before you start. That's a great idea. And self-care is imperative because, yeah, it's not easy. And I think some of that, like I said, yeah, some of that fatigue also comes from the fact that that normally us creative folks tend to lean introvert, but then when you're in a public event, you have to be a little more extroverted to engage.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
that
takes some energy.
Yeah. And it took almost till today for me to be like fully functional again. So I have to buffer in a couple of days after an event because of the lymphedema, because of all the other stuff that, you know, it's like, don't count on me for anything for 2 days after this.
Right.
We ended Two Crows Market on a fabulous note with one of your dear friends. Sophia brought Banat Noir and performed the last 2 hours in the market. We had a blast. My almost 90, she's going to be 90 next year. My mom actually got out and shimmied a little bit. She was kind of shimmying over on the wall.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
So I'm kind of hoping somebody got some video, although she'll be horrified if they did. But Ethan and I actually got up there too. And it was funny because you were giggling. I taught belly dance for 13 years. And so Issa's looking at me like we are ringers. We got to pretend like we don't know what we're doing. And it was just really funny because she was doing a lesson with everybody, the last part of it. But we had a really great time. And we got to meet her drummer, George, who's incredible. He actually makes his own instruments. The violin, made the oud, and he actually, like traditional instruments, and he sings and everything. It was just amazing. So, yeah, it was
That's
a really
awesome.
Good time. And I'm hoping she'll come back, all of them will come back to the Spring Bazaar, because what we're going to do is we're going to have three events. We're going to do the fall is going to be the Two Crows Market. That's our main event. Winter pop-up is going to be at Boone Tavern. Our first one is December 11th from 10 to 5. It's on a Sunday. So it's going to be catering to the tourists and to the brunch crowd because they actually have a really good brunch there at Boone Tavern.
Nice.
And then our third one is going to be Spring Bazaar. And that's going to be, it's still going to be curated, but it's going to be a little more fun. I'm actually going to have a tattoo artist there. I'm going to have readers there. So it's kind of almost like a little bit of Mystic Market mixed in with the regular market. So we're going to have fun.
Very cool.
It's going to be kind of witchy, kind of carnival, kind of, you know.
Yes.
It should be good. Should be good.
The creative carnival. And, I like it. That's,
yeah.
That's cool.
And one of Sophia's girls, Heather, I'm actually doing, illustrating her children's book. So that's going to be out for Solstice this year.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still remember taking one of
that
Sophia's
awesome.
Drum classes. Holly and I took one of her drum classes once, and that was just such a blast. And, yeah, I just love
so
Sophia.
Fun.
So talented. And, of course, at the convention.
We did a dance class,
summer,
too. It was ballroom dancing.
Yeah, we did ballroom dancing. We did that dance class. And Sophia did that Alice in Wonderland tea party motif. Dance thing at Imaginarium. That was just spectacular. So
I know.
Yeah, what
I caught them
so
right
cool.
before it. I didn't get to see it, but I saw it afterwards.
So cool. Yeah. It
yeah,
was
we've
cool.
got.
And
good
Steve didn't even realize that was Sophia. He's like, which one? I said, that's Sophia. And he said, no. I said, look at her. Oh, it is. He's because I
it's
went
tough.
In. before that with Diana to get the awards, you know, so they could get them set up and then order and all that, and to give them the list of, you know, how we were going to name them, who goes first and all that. And so her and Carrie were in there setting up awards, and they were in there, Sophia and the troop was in there setting up. And Sophia walks up there, and she goes, "Do you recognize me?" And I look at her a minute, and I'm like, "Sophia?"
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, we all have
different things to bring to the table, and that makes it so enjoyable.
Yeah, give her a shout-out for World Arabesque Dance. That's her dance studio in Lexington, Kentucky. World Arabesque Dance, yeah. Because, yeah, she is awesome. But, yeah, it sounds like you're filling your calendar up with some events there, definitely, Renmelian. And I'm looking forward to getting on the track with them.
Yeah, and I definitely want to get get with y'all and find out how we can, you know, cross pollinate, because that's my big thing, is getting with.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I don't want to, you know, because I've already had, you know, people, not just Holly, but people ask me who are authors that, you know, like, "Hey, are you going to have like an author's alley?" And I'm like, "Well, actually, I've got friends that do stuff like that. So I'm going to try and cross-pollinate with them." And so that way, you know, we can get more people with like Berea Writers Circle. I'm going to actually be at the, I'm tabling at the Berea Writers Festival, Berea Book Festival, on the 24th, which is a Saturday. And it's being held not in Berea, but at the Richmond Library.
Nice.
I'm not sure why they changed the venue, but they have a really nice, beautiful, brand new venue at the library in Richmond. In fact, we just did GameCon last month with them, with the library.
Very nice. Well, I mean, yeah, coming out of the Berea area, because Berea is known for its art community. I mean, it's definitely a hotbed of artists, and has been known for that for a long time. So, yeah, it's you're definitely coming out of the right fountain, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's such a good community down there.
Yeah, the biggest thing, the biggest problem around here, unfortunately, is people get off at exit 77 to hit the Kentucky Artisan Center, get out, get all their stuff, get back on the interstate. So they're not coming into the downtown Berea area, unless they want to stretch their legs, or they're coming in for, like, you know, Native Bagel or Nightjar. We've got Rebel here, which they do live music events, and then the Berea Arts Council, and they're all in the same block. So I'm hoping to utilize that block of those, you know, organizations too. I've already been talking to the Arts Council about doing a gallery show and some other stuff. But yeah, it's just, you know, we're trying to get an influx of people. So I'm doing a drive, which is a scavenger hunt. And so people will be able to get it at the Artisan Center and then, or somewhere else in Berea, or even just online. And it's going to be kind of like a Wander Society kind of thing. So there's going to be maybe some puzzles, some other stuff.
So
fun.
Cool. Yes, absolutely.
But,
yeah.
Let's talk about something else you got coming up too that we really want to discuss tonight, and I want to make sure you
Speaking
get plenty of time in. First of all, we would like to inform people that you are the captain of the Brown Coats, and give them a little bit of info on exactly what is the Brown Coats.
Okay. I am in the Firefly verse, Captain Naira Sakel of the Kentucky Brown Coats. I am the captain of the Zhui Haishen, which is Wine Dark Sea. And we are a fan group for the Firefly TV show that came out around 2002. Fox aired it out of order, and it unfortunately got canceled before the last two episodes were shown. So there's 14 episodes that you can watch online on various various platforms, and there's also a DVD set you can get. But it is a sci-fi space western, and it's set 500 years in the future, but the aesthetic for the whole thing is, first of all, it's really easy to cosplay. It's what I call prairie punk. So it's kind of a combination of steampunk mm-hmm. and Little House on the Prairie. But the overall aesthetic to me is Victorian era America when the Chinese were building the railroad. There's no,
yep,
you know, space aliens. It's very youth future. It's not all shiny ships. Most of them are buckets of rust that are still
yep.
flying around. Our favorite is Serenity, which is the ship mm-hmm. in Firefly. And the fan base is so rabid, we're talking Star Wars level, that they crowdfunded the movie a few years later, and the movie is Serenity, which, I don't know if y'all know, Friday, September 23rd, you'll be able to see the ship on big, big screen because we're showing it at the Judy Drive-In in Mount Sterling.
Yes.
So cool.
That's all.
Cool.
Yeah. So
is there a link? Where can people go to buy those tickets?
Yeah, so we're doing everything. If you go, the easiest way to find us is go to KentuckyBrownCoats.com. On social, we are KY Browncoats. So if you're on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, our group is actually on Facebook. So if you do Kentucky Browncoats, KY Browncoats, it'll come up with the page and the group. If you go to the page first, it'll link you to the group. We've got, I want to say almost 300 members. I'm looking. I think we got 300 members now. And over that, because we've got a lot of them are also on the newsletter and everything. There's 254 members in the Facebook group, and we've got about 300 now because I've got at least 30-some that are on newsletter and text and, you know, email. They don't do Facebook. I've got Instagram. I've got a few that don't cross over between the two. So, and I have them worldwide. So if you're listening from someplace other than Kentucky, I take in strays.
Mm-hmm.
We have mm-hmm. a brown coat in Guam. We have brown coats in Sweden that have actually started their own group all over the United States, all over Canada, South America,
awesome.
UK, Scotland, I think, Brazil. We've got them everywhere. So we've got a nice bunch of Rubens. As I like to say, but yeah, it's Firefly is really, I think, something special. The language of it, the, you know, way
yep.
it was built, the
beautiful
brown coats are some of, you know, cosplayers in general are some of the most amazing, kind-hearted people. Would give you the shirt off their back, and the brown coats especially too are like that. And we like doing a lot of, you know, doing good works, as they call it. So,
well,
with charity
good,
that kind of thing.
I have good news for you, Million. Holly has been watching all the episodes. She's gone back and gotten really caught up on those. And,
in order.
And we watched Serenity in order. And we watched Serenity again together. And so Holly is definitely is up to speed on everything now. For the brown coats.
Yay.
Yes, I'm fresh.
Y'all need to come to the
fresh.
Drive-in.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yes, yes, we do. Start out. I definitely would love to. And I would dress up. It like you said, it's easy to cosplay.
Yeah.
It's not real hard. A trip to Goodwill and you could pretty well throw
exactly.
stuff together or something out of your closet.
Exactly. I actually want to do a cosplay day
mm-hmm.
because we have a here in Berea, we have the Appalachian Mission of Hope, and it is a dollar
mm-hmm.
thrift store. So there are clean bundles of clothes, but there's three tables in the back room that I found a brand new Van Heusen shirt for Val for a dollar. I've gotten
wow.
Lots of stuff for, you know, different things, stuff that'll even fit me. I'm a big girl, so I've even found a bunch of plus size stuff. I've taken a bunch of plus size stuff. I usually take my stuff over there to donate. I even got a wingback chair for Issa for $8 that was pristine. Even the staples and everything on the bottom were intact. Yeah, you need to check them out. But we do some of the other stuff we do is we do bowling once a month in Richmond.
That's so fun.
Board game night, which the next one is tomorrow night from 7 to 10 p.m. at Bad Wolf Games in Berea. And it's free. They ask that you buy snacks and, you know, buy your snacks and your drinks there, but you're welcome to bring in your own, you know, bring in dinner kind of thing. And this is what we usually do. They've got loaner board games. I usually bring board games. Don't get into the really big Firefly game because it just takes too long to set up. But it's a lot of fun. We have a really good group. Kids are welcome. Can't be unsupervised. No babysitting. Same thing with bowling.
Right.
But we'll put bumpers up for the kids, you know, if they want to join in. But we always have a really, really good time with bowling and with board game night. And the other thing that Stephen wanted me to mention that was y'all were talking about was there is an episode called Train Job. So if you imagine a bullet train being robbed by a spaceship, kind of like the old Wild West style, little update. So for the last 5 years, almost six, actually five or 6 years, we did a few live, and then we did the last two virtually. We've been doing Train Job, and I teamed up with my old Kentucky Dinner Train. So it is a 2.5-hour train ride on a real train with a 4-course, extremely decadent dinner. The prime rib is the size of a 12-inch dinner plate. It's huge. It's like 2 inches thick, and it's like butter. It's amazing. If you're not into prime rib, there's other choices, but dessert and all that, there's a bar in the station, there's a bar on the train. And on top of that, you get a custom written whodunit by me, and it goes between snail mail and online. And then I had people that were actually still working on the cipher on the train on the way back. The 1 year, but we have a lot of fun, so I get to mail out goodies, and there's different things that you can trigger online to maybe play a video or send an email or, you know, send a voicemail or something. I'm big, as a game designer, I'm big on doing interactive stuff and kind of incorporating that thing, so I have way too much fun creating. So,
how much are the tickets? I'll say how much are the tickets and where can people purchase these?
Okay. So I can actually send you a link to, will it let me link in the chat?
Yeah. Yeah. Chat room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Sure will.
So you can get the tickets through Eventbrite, and I've got a link here I'll post as soon as it lets me. I've got the link on.
Yeah, we can share that on the Star Chamber Facebook, in the Star Chamber Facebook group.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
And what is the exact name? Is someone looking it up on Eventbrite?
It is Train Job with the Kentucky Brown Coats. I'm trying to get it to pull up. For some reason, it's not wanting to pull up on going directly.
Train Job with the Kentucky Brown Coats.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I see the link there in the chat room. We got that there. Folks are viewing the chat room. You can snag that. And Facebook event page.
There is. Yeah. And it's $150 for the individual tickets, and it is a discount, $240 for couples or pairs or however you want to say it. Just grab one of your friends and go. So there is a discount, and here's the ticket. link directly. I've got that in chat there for you. But
nice. Yeah.
Like I said, it's
okay.
A 2.5-hour train ride. It's actually during the day. Usually
we've
done like the dinner train. We're doing it this time. It leaves the station exactly at noon. So you'll actually be able to see the scenery. They bumped us up to earlier in the day. So we're doing that, the noon lunch train this time. And they'll have their fall menu out here shortly. They don't let us know what it is until about a month or so before. And it's always really good. Like they had, I want to say it was pumpkin butter cheesecake was the one dessert. And then they had balsamic pork. And I'm not a Brussels sprout person. I could not get enough of theirs. It was amazing. What, Val?
I guarantee I could make you Brussels sprouts you'd eat.
Yeah, probably.
She can.
I love your cooking. Are you kidding me? In fact, we need to do another potluck night.
Oh, yeah. She makes Brussels sprouts like nobody. I mean, it's great.
But, yeah, their food is amazing.
That's awesome. I know we've never got to go yet, and I'm crossing my fingers something works out here.
Yeah, you definitely need to go because it's November 19th. It is my birthday weekend, so you got to go because my birthday is on the 20th.
I know.
The next day, the 20th, is bowling. So if you can't go train, John,
right.
You got to come bowling with us. So November 19th and 20th.
Yes.
Yeah, Steve has not got to go bowling yet, and the last time I got to go, was the birthday weekend for Issa,
mm-hmm.
and that was so much fun. Oh, my gosh, we had so much fun.
I loved it. We've had a really, really good time.
Yeah,
we've
made a few strikes.
Really great people. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
You were like the fan favorite. You hooked up with everybody.
I know. I was like, I was the cheerleader. Somebody make a strike. I'm like, give me five. You know, and I was up jumping around and everybody was like,
She was a hoot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Holly brings some energy to any event, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. So the cool thing is
we had a
private car this year. I'm paying the extra money to have a private car. Yeah. That should be good.
Neat. Well, the food looks phenomenal. I mean, it looks like my kind of food.
It's amazing.
You know, the stuff I like to try to make, the bougie stuff. Yes.
In the bougie stuff.
It looks like.
I've never had anything bad from them. It's been amazing.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, it looks like y'all have Sandy Lender looking up pumpkin butter cheesecake recipes now.
It's actually not called pumpkin butter. It's called cookie butter. Cookie butter. It's like the Danish cookies. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's cookie butter cheese. Yeah, cookie butter cheesecake.
It looks like Sandy was successful. She found one of these pumpkin cheesecake items that you make in a slow cooker with brown butter. So it looks like she did find something.
That sounds good, too.
We've got an Instapot, and you can make cheesecake in the Instant Pot. And I really want to try that.
Yes.
I haven't done it yet.
That's one of Holly's favorite kitchen devices is the Instapot.
Mm-hmm.
And
my air fryer. I can't do without either one of them now. They're like a staple.
Yeah.
I'd rather have my air fryer and Instapot than I would my oven.
I actually have air fryer in the box still.
We haven't used it.
My mom gave it to me. She'll try it out, and if it's too complicated, she'll just give it to me. And I've had it sitting in there.
Oh,
I haven't done it yet.
it's a learning curve. It's a learning curve, like anything is. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You can make so much, though. I mean, I was blown away. I mean, there's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so much
to make
with one of those. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when, we got Holly her pampered chef one, and it was like Christmas when that arrived. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I worked very hard for that. I did not pay the regular price. Do not think I did, because I did not, people. I worked very hard and got orders and, you know, had a great party, and I love pampered chef parties. You know, I work my parties. I love them. I have fun. And they're great fun.
I actually participate. I don't know if Ren Million has seen that, but I actually participate.
Yeah, he does.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's too funny. Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
That's great.
Yeah,
but
I had a friend of mine
years and years ago
that I had to
join the train.
A couple of things.
Yes. Oh, speaking of arts, Diana Vizorek now in the chat room. Hello. And, of course, every event Ren Million's been talking about tonight is perfect for your cottage core creations. So, yes, you need to sign up for about everything. If you missed it, go back and listen to the episode, because about everything applies to you, Diana.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, her stuff is awesome. But,
all about creative.
I catch you on TikTok, too.
Yep.
Yes, Diana's really, really doing good on TikTok. And does the Brown Coats have a TikTok yet? Or I haven't seen anything.
The Brown Coats don't. Ren Million does. But as soon as we start
I know
in
you
with
do.
As soon as we start in with the cosplay and we get into the promotion and some of the other stuff that we're going to be doing for Train Job,
mm-hmm.
that's going to start going up on TikTok. So I'm debating on do I want another platform and have it separate, or do I want to put it on Ren Million, or because I have like multiples of everything, like Dragonfly Press Publishing and Craft Paper Me,
right.
Ren Million and Two Crows mm-hmm. Market and Gum and Tree, which is my rubber stamp company that if I get industrious might come out in January.
Nice.
Stuff I've already, you know, designs I've already using that I've either had made into rubber stamps for myself, or I've got, you know, it wouldn't be hard to convert them to that. And so the work's already done. It's just a matter of, you know, hey, here's another outlet, another way I can sell it. And I've got friends, 12 people lined up to do their own. They get a percentage, the charity of their choice gets a percentage, and then the rest of it goes to Gumtree. So we'll see. But yeah. It makes sense, Firefly University.
That'll be neat.
Yeah,
Sandy was saying it makes sense
that
the Firefly Universe would be a Chinese platform. Well, since you are an expert And I'm learning more and more about the Brown Coats, so I could be a little bit more active, because I've always loved cosplay. It's like dressing up for Halloween year round. That's my thing. I love it so much. I drove my kids. I drive my grandkids in the ground with trick or treating. I wear them out. They get exhausted.
And
they're like, "Mommy, we're done. Can we just quit? No, let's keep going." You know, they're like, "Mammy," and I always dress up. I always dress up when I take them trick-or-treating. I think it's fun, and cosplay is fun. So I'm all about it and want to learn more. Now, explain to me, if you could, where does the Chinese element actually come in to the Firefly universe?
So as far as, like, the only other spoken language in Firefly is Chinese. As far as the why, I had read it and I'm gonna Google it again because I don't remember exactly.
It
was a way for them to depict an integrated futuristic culture, also a way to get away with cursing. Which we knew that, but in fact, that's pretty much the only reason it's used is for cursing. That's the only thing that you usually hear them saying in
well,
Chinese.
Well, see, and
it's not real curses. Some of them are, but I actually have
some of them are fake.
You can't get you can't get it anymore. But I actually have an app on my iPad called Cussify, and it literally has all the Chinese translations, who said it, what episode, all the cross reference. You even have the kanji on it.
That's so cool.
And you can't get it anymore. They, I don't know who made it, but they took it off the market a long time ago, and I think I paid like 99 cents for it. But it's basically so according to this, Chinese is to future Americans as Spanish is to present day. They were talking about there's a lot of stuff written in English and Spanish now, and the future is English and Chinese. And actually, Chinese is spoken by more people, I think, in the world than Spanish is even currently, like real life. But, well, you know, they've had some feedback on, you know, cultural appropriation and that kind of thing, because there's no major Asian characters in it, but there's definitely, you know, cultural styles. And since language is so integral to society, that's what they're, you know, a lot of stuff you see, like even in video games, anything futuristic looks like Tokyo.
That's true.
Do you
like
think
you
like Sandy Linder?
If you look at some of the others, so you have the Asian element in there.
True. Do you think, and I'm on the same wavelength as Sandy Linder was, is that China was the other superpower? I'm thinking, since it was like a post-apocalyptic, you know, futuristic world, that maybe there was a great. Here's my thought. This is only a thought. Is that maybe there was a great war? You know, China won. China obviously has billions of people, you know, outnumber us greatly. And China won and, you know, infiltrated, and since they have the majority of people, and you figure futuristic, they're going to have, you know, quadruple amount of people as they do now. So it is going to become the universal language, and English is going to fade out more. So Chinese is going to be spoken more. So that I'm kind of on that wavelength. I thought maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but I'm thinking that's a possibility.
Yeah, and that's actually something that they have here in the article. It says, since they are the two great superpowers of this earth, I thought instead of killing each other, as everybody else seems to be predicting we will, what if they in fact came up together and kind of melded? So the Wild West was full of people from the Far East. So the mixture of those two cultures, that's what history is the culture in a blender. So take those two, juxtapose them, and then the idea that nobody speaks fluent Chinese to me is kind of delightful and not actually unrealistic. And then the getting away with cursing. So
that's true.
It's a win-win, right?
But there's an article here on Screen Rant that I will link y'all to.
Yes, please do. I want to read into this, because I've asked Steve. Steve says, I don't know, you know, and I've often wondered, and I'm like, that was my thinking. Oh, and I have to point out that Diana, my daughter in the chat room here, says that she can verify I ruined Halloween for her, trick-or-treating for her. So now she just sends her kids with me and says, just take them, I'm done.
Yep. Can confirm.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
I can
funny.
Confirm.
Y'all
all
get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
No.
Not as many as in the past.
Not that many.
Yeah, there's still a few. We're on the end of a cul-de-sac, so we're not on the main road. So
Steven,
maybe a little less. Yeah, what?
Steven, tell her what happened the last time we actually handed out candy. I ended up scaring a few kids. Because
you were in a witch outfit.
Dressed up as?
She was a witch.
I put my witch, my full witch garb on, right? Had my broom out there. Set up a table, black tablecloth, put my ravens out there. I set my cauldron out there, and had my diffuser sit in it.
Diffuser.
That's a green color. Uh-huh. So it was misty, you know, bubbly.
So you're doing it right, in other words.
And then I was doing it right. And then I had Alexa out there. So I had her playing spooky music. And these kids were coming up there, and some of them wouldn't come up there without their parents. And I'm like, I'm a good witch. I'm not a bad witch, you know. And they were like, ooh, you know, and it was scaring the children. It was so
funny.
Much fun.
What you need to do
but
is you,
only
get
did
me,
that.
You need to get me, you and Issa dressed up like the Sanderson sisters.
Oh, my God, I've been wanting to do that for years. Me and Diana and my daughter-in-law back have been saying that for years. We need to go trick-or-treating as the Sanderson sisters with the kids. Hilarious. But that would be great. But, see, I did it 1 year, and that was in between. We had a lull of where I didn't have kids take trick-or-treating. But now we're back in business because Diana's, you know, Raven is trick-or-treating. And so I've got many more years of trick-or-treating left.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you got one coming right up now with Lily, because she's just 4.
Yeah, Lily.
So,
Lily's on board.
She's about ready.
I'm good. Uh-huh. And Junebug will be after that. So, see, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm set for a few years.
There you go.
Yeah, I think you got them all a shout-out. So Diana can say that they tell them all that they got shout-outs tonight. They all did.
They did. Well, Lilith, Juniper, and Raven all got shout-outs. Love you girls. And then my oldest also go now. I don't know if Branson will go this year. He went last year, but he's 14, so I don't know. He probably will because I'll make him go. And then we got Bentley and we got Addison. So, yeah, they're
That's
in
right.
on it now. So we all try to go together. Now I just take them all.
Well, there you go, Ren Million. First episode that we've gotten all 6 of
you
our
grandkids.
You
can go with us, Ren.
Named.
You
shout
go
out.
With us, you and Issa.
Yes, yeah, so we've got them all shout-outs. And might as well say hi to Beck Harrison, who's listening tonight out there somewhere. But she's not in the chat room. But got everybody's shout-outs. That's what we do. But while we're on the subject of social media, because I want to make sure we get in this a little bit tonight. I love Discord. It's fun. I'm a member of several Discords. I have a great cryptocurrency one with my friend Mick Crypto, and love them. And you have a Discord community going called Build Out Your Book. And I'd love to hear about it because, actually, I'd like to join it because I love Discord.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah, we had every time I've taught Build Out Your Book at Imaginarium, it has gotten such great feedback. And we actually went over up to time and then continued. I don't know if y'all know this. We continued it for another 3 hours out in the lobby.
What?
We actually,
really?
Yeah,
I did not know
we
this.
Pulled the we pulled the couches around, and all of these people are the ones that I, you know, we've got an email list, and I'm trying to get most of them. I've got a few in Build Out Your Book, the Discord channel.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I'm like, do you realize we've been out here for another?
That is cool.
Wow.
I love those stories.
Yeah.
Well, we need to extend it then.
Really,
we
really
need to
good.
Extend it a tad bit and then say, you know, to be continued. And, yeah, we're obviously going to have to do that because my word. And you get – I know I get a lot of good feedback.
Well, tell us about the community.
Okay,
that is on Discord.
Here real quick.
That's fun. I have a lot of fun on Discord.
Yeah, so and I have one for Ren Million too. I have Ren's Warren on there, and I have everything from writing to gaming to food, animals, all of it. So I'll text you both of them here. But
yes,
to Build Out Your Book Discord. Okay. There's that one, and then. And get Ren's Warren here. And Ren's Warren is, I have people sharing art. I have people sharing gaming. We talk about the stuff that I'm playing. We've got a writer section. We have word lists because I actually did have a writer's Wednesday morning stream and I have a 34,000 word, larger than that now, book that had 850 contributed words from my viewers. And I wrote 2 hours a week for 52 weeks for 1 year. And I have it enough to where I am continuing the writing and actually going to get that published. Probably won't be until next year because I want to get stalemate out. I've been dragging my feet because of brain fog and all the other stuff I have going on. I'm getting stalemate out, which is my paranormal thriller, which was the first thing I ever talked about with y'all on the first show that I did with y'all. And I am still dragging my butt, need to get it done. I have a ton of advanced reader copies that need to go out that people have been waiting for. So
that's cool. All right.
The Lemurians Discord.
Yes,
you will get it done.
And there are links for Build Out Your Book Discord is in the chat room as we speak. And it's a link that it would be hard to say just over the air here. So
yeah. And your Discord is Renz Warren.
Yep.
So
Renz
my
Warren.
Is if you want to look it. For her, we'll also post that, like I said, in the Facebook Star Chamber group there. But mm-hmm. Renz Warren.
And a lot of the people that are in there are people that are part of my Twitch following. So we have gamers. We have you know, people that I know in real life. My daughter's in there also. And my daughter's actually on Facebook
I think
now.
Noah's in there, isn't he? And
yep.
My son in there?
So.
And Noah in there?
Actually, no, not yet.
Oh, my
I don't
God.
Think so. Or if he is, I don't know his.
Well, we're
going
to get on him.
Tag name.
Yes, we'll get on him.
We need to do Pizza Board Game Night again.
Yes,
yeah,
we
all need to come down here tomorrow night.
Yeah,
you live stream
we're kind of stranded
game.
Right now. We're kind of grounded
yeah.
right now.
We can't go very far.
We have some brake issues. So
we have
yeah,
to get these brake shoes. Our car is old enough that we need brake shoes on the back. So, yeah, but
oh, wow.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, no, we can't go anywhere right now.
Well, we'll just come up and
see
y'all then. We'll just invite ourselves to your house again.
Yeah.
There you go. Everybody comes here anyway.
Invitation.
We haven't seen the cats
so
in a while,
fun.
So, yeah, but that would be great.
I know.
We
so
did go
yes,
axe throwing, and we did eat some Goodfella pizza. We did eat some pizza last week, but we only got two pieces. We didn't get a ginormous pizza like we all made the mistake of doing last
time.
Oh,
my gosh.
But,
yeah, we were
careful.
Oh,
like
my God, that was too much pizza.
For 4 people, but it was so good.
You would have been proud of me. You've been proud of me, Renmillion. I've never thrown axes, but I was burying them in the wood about every single time. Right after
oh,
you
nice.
Won a couple throws. It was awesome.
And I made a bullseye.
I
actually stuck one in the middle.
Yeah, you did.
Rock on.
You did. But
see, my thing
was
is
fun.
Throwing spikes. So I've got throwing
fun.
Spikes because I had those from the
yeah,
beginning.
Do you?
I had a blast with the axes because I've always wanted to. It's never had much of an opportunity.
Man, the guy talked to us because I said, we could build these. And the dude that was, you know, our little coach dude, he was actually telling us what kind of wood to use and all this stuff. And I told Noah, I said, well, we can build these in the backyard. He said, yeah. The coach guy said, yeah, you can. And I'm like, well, and they're not that hard to build. So we could actually build them and put them out here in the backyard because we got a place there where we got the old shed on the one side of the yard where we can actually throw, and if you overthrow, you're not going to hit anybody.
Right.
It would go into like Bob and Katrina's yard, and there's nobody back there in that part of their yard. You're not going to hit anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want that.
Well, here's the other
thing,
too, is if you – I'm not sure when the next one is. I'll have to find out. But I'm on the founding board for the Berea Makerspace, and we do woodworking classes here. We also have 2 forges, and there's a knife making class that we do every once in a while. So if y'all want to make your own knives and then do knife throwing,
that's cool.
I want to get into some of that stuff. It's fun.
Let us know. Noah and all, that'd be fun.
Let's come down here.
We've got Nightjar, which is native bagel, turns into Nightjar. They've got a full bar, and they've got smash burgers that are out of this world. Anything native bagel is Katie's amazing. Same thing with Noodle Nirvana. Noodle Nirvana actually, May, who's the owner, her and her husband, actually catered to my exhibitors. All my artists got noodle bowls.
Nice.
Yeah, which was huge. And then I bought the first round of coffee from our coffee truck, Rooster's Whistle, out of Harrodsburg. He was amazing. He had a peanut butter cup mocha.
That is awesome.
Anything involves mocha, count me out.
Yep. Well, I like it.
Well, he has,
you know me, I don't do coffee.
Yeah.
I know.
True.
I'm weird. I'm one of these weird people.
Weird.
I'm a tea person.
Well, I love tea, too. So.
Yeah,
I know you do tea.
Yep.
Oh, I do the tea. I love all the tea.
I need to get the Stash brand.
The Stash brand?
Yeah.
Stash brand is really, really good. They use not only the herbs and everything, but they use the oils.
And for our Kentucky listeners,
so
I do want to give a shout out to that place. It's Battle Axes is what it's called. Around the Kentucky area, it's in Lexington, called Battle Axes, and it's on
164 Turner Combs Way. We'll have to go do it one night, Ren.
Yeah,
it's downtown, but it's called Battle Axes.
It's down in the distillery district.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, and they give you instruction and stuff too, and it's held in an organized setting, so you're just not running around with people flinging axes everywhere.
Yeah.
No,
I have a couple of friends of ours, Julia and Sean, that they go throwing on a regular basis, and I'm wondering if that's where they go. I don't know if there's more than one place that does that.
This place also serves alcohol, which is hilarious because here I'm liquored up throwing axes. They serve alcohol, all kinds too. They got all kinds of stuff, and then food, and then they have indoor go-karts. They have zip lining indoor. It's a huge warehouse.
Yeah,
I think it's the same place. I bet it is.
And
they have cornhole.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's this pool. Yeah, me and Noah play pool.
We'll have to do a Firefly event. We'll have to have Reaver training. Anti-Reaver training. I'll have to bring the washboard.
Yeah, Vermilion, this will convince you to go there. They actually have some vintage video game cabinets, and one of them is an original Q-Bert. Do you remember Q-Bert?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep, and they have a missile command.
I was a joust girl and a centipede girl. That was my thing.
Oh, I have those on Atari.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have to play those. Mm-hmm. But they have some original video game cabinets, Asteroid and Missile Command. They have a Galaga.
Oh, no,
you see Galaga a lot. But yeah, the Q-Bert I haven't seen in a long time, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we could have some fun there, and it's not that much. To throw axes, it's like 10 a person, and you just have to sign a waiver, you know, in case you cut yourself.
Bury an axe,
you know.
Somebody.
Yeah. I told Steve, as accident prone as I am, I was figuring I'd throw one, it'd bounce back and hit me in the face, but it didn't. It didn't.
I was worried you would have thrown it backwards at me somehow, because you do some strange stuff at times, and I was like, I better not stand
right behind. I have carpal tunnel, that's very possible. But I did one hand, and then I decided. He said, "Let's do two." Okay, I think that's better because it's safer to do two handed. But yeah, we definitely.
I was doing.
We need to have a brown coat night there. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we do.
I felt more comfortable.
I also
want to
do the escape room. I want to get two escape rooms going, and I want to do a challenge.
Ooh,
time challenge.
Ooh,
teams.
Well, I will watch. Because I won't go in. We are doing one next weekend, not this coming weekend, next weekend. There's an Alice in Wonderland escape adventure that's going to be downtown, and it's outdoors. Somehow they've done this, like, mainly outdoor, and me and Diana and all six of the grandkids. Becca's coming, her husband Jordan. I mean, it's going to be a whole lot of us. And we're all going down there and doing this adventure. My thing is I'm severely claustrophobic. I've wanted to do an escape room, but I cannot be trapped in a room because I tell you,
no.
I will beat down
Bad
the
idea.
Walls. If I
will
lose my crap, yeah, I can't help it. I mean, I'm just
not good.
But this here is outdoor.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They've got a 50% off coupon if you sign up on their mailing list.
There you go.
That looks fun.
And if you sign up for like six people, it's only like $40, I think, Dinah paid for six people to go. Kids under like, I want to say 18 were free.
Yeah,
all the kids were free.
Each ticket admits up to six adults plus children. No more than four children per team. So you have like 10 people for one ticket. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Plus they got the half price ticket ticket offer. So cool.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
There's
well,
only eight tickets
Well, let
remaining.
Me know if you guys go because we'll meet up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says eight tickets remaining.
Ooh.
Eight more.
But they got it. They got it in here for $80 is what the thing is. So if you do the 50% off, I'm assuming that's 40.
$40. Yep, for six people, six adults.
Yes.
Yep, 40. Actually,
well,
it turns out it's $32 right now.
Dang. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, come do that
all
with
right.
us. That'd be fun.
We're just under about 9 minutes, so I want to give you a chance because you have so many areas that you're active in. Are there any book or magazine updates as far as your activity in that sphere? Any new releases, anything going on in that area, anything in progress? I just want to give you a chance to update your fans on that.
Yeah, I am in progress on the next issue of Craft Paper Muse. It's going to be Automata. I have posted the cover before. I'll be posting that again. I do not have a specific deadline at this point. It's when I'm done, it's out. This is the post-COVID body, post-COVID brain talking. I am finishing up a poetry book called Maiden Mother Crone, and I'm going to be at an event November 5th in Indiana that I was asked to go to by Angie, who was at Imaginarium.
Nice.
Man,
all
I'm picking that one up right now. But
where at Indiana?
Stalemate. I want to say New Haven. I am pulling it up right now. I have Dory brain, like, from Finding Nemo.
Nemo.
Anymore, so, yeah. So
just
keep
swimming.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you need a personal assistant
right
just
here.
To keep up with all of your,
I'm actually,
all of your activities.
I actually have somebody that I'm going to hire on, honestly.
Good.
That, that I've been talking to. That
I'm
going to get a personal assistant, and then I've got the other position that I'm going to have is somebody's going to run my social media for me. So
we're going to
do that here. I've got a couple of girlfriends that have been wanting to work with me on stuff, and but the show is called The Art of Wisdom, and it is. Does not have, let's see if she's got promo up for it. She actually did not have promo up for it for a while. They just announced it. I was already in on the back end of it beforehand. Okay. Nope, she does not have that on here. I will link it to you, but I was hoping she'd have it on the Facebook, but I'm not seeing it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll post it as soon as I can find it.
Well, that's good news. Yeah. I was hoping that you'd have some new stuff going on.
Yeah.
On the publishing side.
It's a New Albany co-working space called The Root.
Very
nice.
Cool.
Is...
And which Angie got you to come up to Indiana?
McPherson?
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's our author.
Android.
Okay.
Android.
Okay. Yeah.
Android. Okay.
Yeah. Very nice.
But it's gonna be
I was thinking McPherson, too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, first off.
Yeah, it's a co-working space, so they've got it. They're going to have it there. And
Nate
said, she doesn't have the actual page for the event listed on here. And it links over to Instagram, and it's like, no, I don't want to go to Instagram. I'm digging down the rabbit hole.
Oh, that sounds great. But yes, I will be getting with you about, I could even help arrange it, about getting a brown coat thing going at Battle Axis. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Especially if everybody come like dressed up in cosplay, that would be cool. And I'm sure if we bring in...
So it'll be anti-reaver training.
You know, yes. And we bring in a group, you know, they're going to give us a discount anyway. So, because, I mean, it's going to sell drinks and food and everything else for them. So they'll make it back.
Oh, yeah.
I know you could rent cubicles, too. For like $20 a person, you can rent private cubicles.
Mm-hmm.
But for a big group, I'm sure they would even knock off, you know, some on that too. So, I can make a phone call, but we'll get together. Yeah, we'll get together and talk about it. And, yeah, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
All righty.
So is there anything that we haven't talked about that you wanted to mention?
Yes. Anything.
Good Lord.
I know we hit the main stuff, but I know you have so much.
I think we hit the main points. The biggest thing was, you know, getting the word out about Train Job. And unfortunately, we were supposed to be at the Ravenna Railroad Festival this weekend, but I don't have a tent. And they don't have any kind of trees. It's in the train yard. So me and heat don't go over well, and if it's going to rain, I'd be messed up, so I had to.
I have a little canopy. Well, it's like a tent. It's not on all the sides, but it's overhead. You know, you set it up and
like the 10 by 10
cover you. Yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah, she may have already filled it, but let me check with her. I'll let you know because I'd already canceled.
I got one of those. I think there's like a little hole in it, but you put a piece of duct tape over it, it'd be all right. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. We had two of them on our Amazon wish list, and they were actually purchased, but apparently not for us. So, because we never saw them or got them or anything. It just said that, this was already purchased for you. But we've never seen them, so I have
that's
no
weird.
Idea. Unless it got delivered and somebody sniped it off the porch. But we're almost always home.
I was going to say, I've got a 10 by 10. It's sitting in here in the garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, let me see what they're doing. They may have already filled the spot because they had a waiting list. But
okay.
Go ahead and give your links again for you where you want folks to find and connect with you. Because we've got about a little over a minute left.
Okay. The easiest way to find me is renelion.com. It's R-E, N as in Nancy, N as in Mary, E-L-E-O, N as in Nancy. Think Renaissance Chameleon, renelion.com.
Yes.
And that has links to everything. The social media icons are in two rows across the bottom of the page. I am literally Renelion on every platform except for Pinterest.
Yeah, you're like me.
So,
too many platforms.
All of it.
Yes, Lord.
So,
it just keeps getting
so
more and more.
It has links to the Zine Fest, which I didn't mention because we haven't finalized everything with that yet, but we are going to have a Zine Fest next year. Two Crows has got a bunch of stuff that we're going to be doing.
Nice.
But, yeah, Zine Fest, Exposition, Two Crows Market, the Kentucky Brown Coats, regular Ren Million stuff, Craft Paper Muse, all of it is linked on there.
Super. Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for doing it on such short notice tonight. Really appreciate it.
Yes.
It's been a great show. And, yeah, definitely we'll have you back soon because you were such a good sport tonight. So we'll definitely have you back relatively soon again.
You and Issa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll see if we can get Issa on here, too.
500
yeah.
things going on, so you'll have plenty of new stuff to talk about. So not worried about that.
Yep.
But we'll get you back very soon. And but thank you so much. I'll let you if you want to make a final comment, and then Holly, you can close it out.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's always a joy to get to hang out with y'all, whether it's in person or online. And hopefully we'll all be able to get together here soon. But thanks so much for listening. If you have tuned in or if you're tuning in later, stay well, stay safe, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
All right. Join us next week for another great podcast, another great guest. And if you have any suggestions regarding networking for Remillion or her endeavors or Imaginarium, please reach out to us. Let us know. You can find Remillion's links on the Star Chamber Show group on Facebook. Please follow us there and enjoy and be creative.